Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tolos, 15 minutes from right now, you will have your opportunity to overreact about anything from the sports weekend at 844-326-3663. Overreaction Monday coming right at you. The floor will be yours in about 12 minutes, actually, on the show. However, Diesel, you and I are going to go ahead and overreact, and we may carry it into the 5 o'clock segment, just depending on the engagement at 5 o'clock. But I've got one for you that I never thought I would say. It really doesn't make sense when you hear me say it. However, I watched the Bills-Ravens game last night, as a lot of our Tolos did. 41-40, Bills get it done and score like 22 points. Yeah, I believe it was 22 exact points in the fourth quarter to get the win. The Ravens were up 20-13 at the half, a big halftime deficit. And my overreaction Monday, Diesel, again, it's strange, but if you watch that game last night, you see just how explosive the Baltimore Ravens are, right? They've got probably more weapons than anybody offensively on paper with Zay Flowers, Lamar, and Derrick Henry. But my overreaction is, based on what I saw last night, I think one of the reasons they lost last night is that their offense is too good. I think their offense, I know that doesn't make sense. You're thinking, what in the world are you talking about? I think their offense is so good that they score so fast that their defense is asked to make so many more plays than their offense. It's a simple math equation. You go look last night. Baltimore scores every time they touch the football, it seems like, watching that game, right? Whether it's Zay Flowers, Lamar Jackson, or Derrick Henry, they score so fast. They don't kill you in the time of possession category on the stat sheet. Their defense, hence, is on the field a lot because they do score so fast. And then the fourth quarter rolls around, Diesel, and their defense is asked to make stops in crucial moments of the football game and critical downs, and they can't. And they allow 22 points in the fourth quarter, which, by the way, is atrocious. It's bad. You should never allow that many fourth quarter points. But that's my overreaction. I think the Baltimore Ravens offense is too good. They scored too fast, and that's why they lost last night.
Yeah, I mean, you hear from time to time, you hear offensive coordinators saying things like, man, we need to learn to slow things down a little bit. I mean, you wear your defense out when you constantly put them on the field like that. And so you can turn teams that are not necessarily on par with you, like racehorse, thoroughbred offenses, you can turn them into that by the end of the game because you're just tired. You just can't keep up. You don't have the legs to go to run with a team like that all game long. They got to learn how to slow things down from time to time.
So look at the stat sheet last night. Buffalo had the football in time of possession for 10 more minutes than Baltimore did. 10 more minutes is a long time in a football game. Mm-hmm. Baltimore only had the football for 25 minutes last night. They score so fast. Yeah. They put up, listen to this, 432 yards of offense in 25 minutes. That is insane. If their drives lasted a little bit longer, if they had a little bit more ball control, Diesel, I think they'd be more effective as an offense. I know that sounds wild, but that's my overreaction.
My overreaction for you on this Monday, Cole, is that John Mateer is going to be your number one overall pick in 2026.
Wow.
In the next NFL draft. Garrett Nussmeier, really good, right? He's looking really, really good. But all the hype right now, all the hype is pointing at Oklahoma junior quarterback John Mateer. That dude is shot out of a cannon this year.
Been good.
And the hype train, if he can keep this going, I'm not saying he has to go undefeated either, but if he can keep these types of performances going, he's going to jump so many quarterbacks on the list. As of right now, and I'm on a website called NFLDraftBuzz.com, John Mateer is listed as the 10th best quarterback or 10th highest rated prospect, however you want to look at it. I mean, he's sitting behind Arch Manning, who's looked terrible. He's sitting behind Cade, who's looked terrible. Mm-hmm. He's sitting behind Nico Iamaleava, who looked terrible in his debut with UCLA last week.
Sure.
He's going to jump at least five of those guys. He's going to jump Carson Beck. He's going to jump Fernando Mendoza. Bet you don't even know what school he plays for. He's probably going to jump Sam Levitt. I mean, that dude has got so much hype behind him, and I'm telling you, I think he could be the number one overall pick.
It's quite an overreaction. It really is. It's good stuff. I mean, that's what we do on Mondays at 5 o'clock. We overreact, and I don't know, man. I feel like our Tolos are due. They've been a little slow off the jump today, Diesel. It's time for them to really step it up, and let's get these phone lines stacked up like we did a few weeks ago.
Eight phone lines. That means eight of you Tolos can get in right now at 844-326-3663. Don't wait to call and get pushed way down the line. Call now. Jump in there early. Your overreactions on this Monday coming next in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.